Ladies and gentlemen, and our furry friends, Chair, that's not a slight on any particular professional body. I've been asked to give a brief update on the school pupil eye care service. This has been developed to provide eye care to children with additional learning needs who may not be otherwise able to access the children's vision pathway. Behind me is our poster boy, Zach, and I'll just describe him if you're having trouble seeing. This was the first time he had his new glasses in school, and you may be able to see on his face that he was really pleased with the glasses. That's my only slide, so you can keep watching Zach rather than have to look at me. Anyway, just a brief history for those who may not be familiar with the SPECS service. In 2012, there was a study entitled A Clear Vision, which was done by Maggie Woodhouse in the department here. And that showed the importance of eyesight to children with additional learning needs, and that vision problems were more frequent in this group of patients than in the general population. Some of these children are being seen by the hospital eye service, but many others have never had an eye test. Also, the special schools are not included in routine vision screening, which is provided to children on entry to mainstream schools. The Cabinet Secretary published the Eye Healthcare Delivery Plan in 2013 with a commitment to provide a Wales special school eye care service. And shortly after that, the SPECS pilot study began, and it began providing eye care in 5 special schools across Wales under the clinical lead of Rebecca John, as she was then. After a consultation period in 2018, a project was commissioned to scope and prepare a proposal for the All Wales service. A steering group was comprising representatives from optometry, orthoptics, dispensing opticians from Cardiff University, the Welsh Government, the vision impaired educators, the children themselves, and from the health boards, who were all passionate about this project, some even travelling regularly down from North Wales, met on a monthly basis to see this project completed. Ms. John became Mrs. Bartlett and is in the way of things. She left for a maternity break last October, and then I was privileged to help finish off this proposal and submit it, first of all, to Howald Eye Health Board for approval, and then onwards to the Welsh Government in May this year. My impressions, having been involved in the service for the last couple of years, is that it's a highly valued service by the students, by the teachers, and by their parents. Many pupils have never had an eye test before, and having their eye test in school provides a safe, familiar environment for them to cope with this daunting experience. James, for example, has a -5 prescription. For you who may not be familiar with the term, his clear vision is to about there. And initially he was very reluctant even to try glasses on. But last week his teacher reported that he wears them in class often now, and he's able to concentrate much better with his glasses on. Parents tell us how much easier it is not to have to arrange transport to explain the difficulties that their particular child may be experiencing, and to find time even to visit the optometrists when they have possibly extreme physical disabilities and behavioural challenges. I can also report that having more hugs in 2 days visiting Portfield School in Haverford West than in 30 years of high street practice. And although it is possible that you could get a book or a toy train thrown at you at any time, The days I spent in Crown Bridge in Torvine are the days I smile more than any other working day, especially if it's Friday and they run the lunchtime cafe. The work has provided me with opportunity to enhance and learn new skills and to work alongside other professionals and build relationships that inform everyday practice and promote multidisciplinary working. The benefits to the 9,000 plus children who are eligible for this service, I believe, are clear. And the opportunities are for Wales to pioneer a nationwide, world-class eye care provision for some of the most vulnerable citizens. A service that really is a legal right for those children and provides no more than other young people have access to. Specs fits into the government ALN scheme framework, providing a stronger student voice and choice through the co-production of their healthcare. And now, as Rebecca returns to her post, the project itself is ironically pregnant. Brexit has dragged on, and the day-to-day business in Cattaise Park is still largely on hold, we are told. The current pilot scheme can only serve 5% of the total need, and there are concerns around the duty of care owed, as well as where will the revenue costs and where will they be sourced to run the full service, estimated at over £750,000. My plea, as I finish, is that Specs doesn't drop off the radar in the Welsh Government Operations Centre, that this important service is introduced nationally at the earliest possible opportunity, and it doesn't get dragged down into the seemingly endless cataract of white water of government business. It has been said, the true measure of any society can be found in how it treats its most vulnerable members. And I hope we see a world-leading service provision for our Welsh young people in the very near future.